Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, by writer-director Martin McDonagh, won Best Screenplay at Venice Film Festival, a People's Choice Award at Toronto, and several recent Golden Globe nominations. Early Oscar buzz suggests much more to come. My review style is not to tell you the detailed plot, and it would be difficult to summarize this black comedy, vigilante crime film. Instead, here's a heads up on what to watch for and some background on the project. The movie is impactful. While it's happening, you get slapped around with the actors, yet you can't turn away. Hardly blink or you might miss something. I craved a Q&A to follow so we could delve deeper into the symbolism. Dixon loses, then finds his badge. Mildred wears her blue work coveralls throughout the film. The new police chief's office is entirely painted black. Forget a house cat or a puppy for Dixon's bullying mom. She's got a box turtle on her lap. There are role reversals and offbeat twists. Characters are disturbingly violent, and dialogue is packed with profanity, even in tender love scenes and interactions with very young children. Caustic wit and sarcasm slip in and out of even the most brutal interactions. A myriad of current social issues bubble to the surface, yet McDonagh wrote the screenplay over 8 years ago after spotting similar billboards while on a bus trip through the South. Who would rent giant billboards to harass local cops? What if it had been a grieving mother? He wrote the role of that grieving mother with Academy Award-winning Frances McDormand in mind. In her most amazing role since Fargo, she's got to be a frontrunner for Best Actress. Her only hesitation in taking the role was feeling Mildred Hayes would not have been the mother of teens in her late 50s. Her only demand was not to participate in rehearsals with Police Chief Willington, Woody Harrelson, or Officer Dixon, Sam Rockwell. This panicked the director, but in the end he admitted it was a brilliant idea. It kept the interactions edgy and combative. McDormand, Harrelson, Rockwell, John Hawkes, and Peter Dinklage are amazing. Go to Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Watch how this tragedy unfolds in small town anywhere, USA, and how it impacts a grieving take-no-crap mother, her depressed son, abusive cradle-robbing ex-husband, police chief dying of cancer, low-IQ racist alcoholic mama's boy cop with anger issues, the thoughtful alcoholic midget with low self-esteem, pun intended, and the rest. Take notice of everything, from the wallpaper to the wardrobe. It all means something. Rated R and running 1 hour, 55 minutes, it will be screened January 5th through 7th at the Park City Film Series. On Saturday, January 6th, members of the film series will be invited to attend a follow-up discussion. This is Barbara Bretz with your Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.